Welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. Come hear St. Charles stories.
I've been here now about 30 years, moved here in 1993.
My brother and I grew up in the business.
We went from 5 breweries and 300 people to almost 30 breweries and 1,000 people.
Thank you for 35 years of patronage.
Meet our community.
I love being a part of the St. Charles community.
It's a lot of fun. You never know who you're going to see when you're out and about.
Yeah. I am so happy to be part of that community. It's really great. Love the town. I love the people.
And come see What's Up St. Charles. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. I'm Nate.
And I'm Nick.
And we're going to be having a fantastic episode today as we're going to be learning about the House of Charlemagne here in St. Charles and their amazing co-owners, Lauren Garba and Rachel McCarthy, as we get to explore the business as well as get to learn about their participation here in the upcoming shop crawl. So, guys, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming
in
today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, we're so excited to have you and learn more about House of Charlemagne here. It's been almost a year now that you guys have been here, and we'll get to talking about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about you guys a little bit to learn about you guys. So how long have you been here in the St. Charles area for, and what are your favorite things to do here? And whomever wants to start first.
Well, you're this actual St. Charles local, so you can start.
I'm the resident. Yeah. I have been in St. Charles for 3 years.
Okay.
We moved here in 2021. We are East Siders. All right. So, yeah, we're over by the high school. And my family and I, we love to go to Pottawatomie.
Okay.
The park's beautiful. So we just walk along the river. We do a lot of mini golf. And then we love the river boats.
Okay.
Those are always fun. And then just walking around downtown.
Yeah. Especially nice that you guys now have a storefront in downtown, be able to, you know, go down, then after go for a little saunter through the town.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Rachel, how about you?
So I actually live in Glen Ellyn.
Okay.
But I grew up in Geneva, so familiar with the area. But I would say some of my favorite things to do would obviously be to shop.
Okay.
or get a cocktail over at the Lewis. It's been a while since we've done that, but it's a good celebratory end of week thing to do for us. If I have time, I like to head over to the antique market on 3rd and just kind of poke around because although we're antique curators ourselves, it's fun to see what other people
have. Absolutely. Get some inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and how long have you guys been in the world of retail for? Whoever wants to start on that one.
Well, I worked retail when I was in high school and college. So that's my experience there. But I feel like as far as the home decor sector, we really got our start when we were at Trend and Relic, so that's pretty much the bulk of my experience.
When did you guys when were you guys at Trend and Relic, you know, before you guys came to St. Charles?
So we were 2021, was it? Spring of 21,
yeah, I think so.
Until
when they expanded into the rest of the building.
Yeah, spring of 23 is when we left and started our shop.
Okay. And you know, adding on to that, you know, what are some of your favorite, you know, places or you know, shops that you guys have worked at? I mean, Trend and Relic is pretty awesome up there, you know, with having your own store in there, of course, but you know, any other you know, shops that you guys have worked at before those that you guys like to be a part of?
I feel like every Geneva kid, it's like a rite of passage to work at Graham's. And I worked at Graham's.
From Geneva, worked at Graham's as well.
It was a short stint, but I wore the chocolatier outfit, and I feel like that's just a part of growing up here. But for me, more food service than retail. I mean, our start was mostly at Trend and Relic.
We're
so
just very
newbies,
skilled.
I guess. But it's in the blood.
Yeah.
We both grew up around parents that loved to shop. And my mom was a florist until I was like 5, and I would go with her to work. So I feel like just kind of in the blood.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My mom loves to decorate the house. She's a maximalist, and she's always moving stuff around, and that's just what I grew up with, too. So,
Absolutely. And so where are some of your favorite places to shop at?
Okay. Well, in St. Charles, I love Trend and Relic, Pepline, SG2 is great.
Townhouse.
Oh, love Townhouse. For the books and for the food.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Magnolia is great, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Outside of St. Charles, like I said, when we want to go out and shop vintage ourselves and see other collections, I would say like Warehouse 55 out in Aurora.
Okay.
Trying to think of another one. I like the places in Winfield. Yeah. There's two in downtown Winfield that are fun. So just other vintage places. Oh, Park and Oak.
Park and Oak and Glen Ellen's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. So how did you guys meet, first off?
We met at Trend and Relic. We haven't known, and we actually haven't known each other that long.
That's our love story, Trend and Relic.
Yeah, we were locked down at Trend and Relic. We were waiting to be trained, and we were the first ones there, and we were locked out. And so I feel like that creates natural conversation. But yeah, I feel like we just hit it off right away. We have a similar family. I feel like that brings you together.
Yeah, super close.
And just kind of expressed that we both had the dream of having something of our own one day and just kept checking in with one another. And I'd say Lauren gave me the final push. I don't know if I was as ready, but
I'm like, hey, by the way, we're going to go look at this place on Main Street. It's really great. Yeah. We're going to go. And then it kind of, I don't know. It was a few months from when we first saw it to when we actually like signed the lease.
Other people being interested, I think, gave us the push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all right, well, it's ours.
We're going to go in now. We got to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Very cool. And, you know, I read on your site there may have been some Aperol Spritz involved with this whole process.
Do you want to touch on that? It is on our website.
That's where we found it, so.
We were like, where'd they get that?
We did say that. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. We're like, wait, how did they?
Yeah. Because when you mentioned the Lewis, I was actually going to ask, like, is that where you kind of go for Aperol Spritz? Or
an Aperol spicy margarita.
Yeah, we do love a good spicy margarita. That's really funny, guys. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I think there were drinks involved having the final decision, but
when we were at the Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So kudos to the Lewis. Kudos to Trend and Relic. Big shout outs. Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
A little liquid courage to make a big decision. Seriously,
it's time. Yeah.
Well, it's turned out well, so we're glad to have you guys here for sure.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
And Lauren, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, just the on the site, I read that, about the transformation process with pieces. So can you walk me through that process a little bit, how that kind of looks?
So it's interesting now having, you know, I've been doing this for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And I can look at a piece unfinished at a thrift store or an estate sale and say, I know exactly what color I'm going to paint it. I know exactly what hardware I'm going to put on it. It's just, it comes naturally now. But in the beginning, I'm probably going on a tangent now.
You just asked how it's done. Tangents are more than welcome. Yes. Yeah, so go ahead.
But it all started because my husband's like, we need to furnish this house. And your taste is too expensive, so let's figure something else out. So my realtor actually told me, she's like, go to Restore and you can paint with chalk paint. And then that's kind of how it all started. And then friends asked me to do it. Yeah. She's like, save money and go to Restore. So did that. But it's a long process to refinish a piece. So the prep alone is probably what takes the most time, having to sand it and clean it and fill holes and wood fill different cracks and, you know, imperfections. And then the painting's the most fun part. And now I carry paint line at the shop, which is great. So I'm exclusively using that line of paint called Melange.
Okay.
And I have all my favorite neutral colors available. I'm not very bold when it comes to color. So that's kind of how I lean that way. But yeah, that's my process. I mean, it takes a few days to refinish a piece. Cool. And I have to hustle because we turn a lot of furniture at the shop, which is great.
Yeah.
But I have my workshop space and I spend hours there on the days that we're closed and days where I'm not working. And furniture is my jam. I love it.
Yeah. And when you're picking a piece, is it like, do you go in with the, like, kind of like what you want to do, or do you see the piece and then it evolves from there of like the creative process?
A little bit of both. So I kind of know that I always want to lean towards like clean lines. I don't want anything too ornate.
Okay.
That's not really my thing. So, I like mid-century pieces, but I also like traditional pieces that you can find in, I don't know, like historic homes that will stand the test of time as far as design goes.
Yeah.
And then with those, I typically lean black.
Yeah.
I paint a lot of black dressers and buffets.
That goes with anyone's style, too.
Right. That's true. Absolutely. Right. So, yeah.
Oh.
And I have to give a plug to Lauren. Anything in the shop, she's moved in by herself, most likely.
Okay.
She's an absolute beast. so... If you feel like you can't move a piece, you can. I've learned that from Lauren, that you've got more strength than you think you do.
Yeah. Got to do the shuffle. You need some moving blankets. You need a dolly.
Yeah, we don't have time to wait for our husbands. We got to do it ourselves.
Yeah. Occasionally, I get a nice man who's driving down 3rd Street. He's like, I think you need help. I'm like, I'll take it if you want to offer it.
Or the UPS man.
Or the UPS man or the mailman.
Yeah.
Our mailman. Shout out to Nick, our mailman.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then, Rachel, I want to talk a little bit with you about, you know, going a little bit further with hunting for unique pieces for the shop. What kind of things do you keep an eye out for? Where do you look? Things of that nature.
Yeah. My rule is kind of, if I've seen something like it at like Home Goods or another big box store, I try to avoid it.
Okay.
I really want people in our shop to feel like they've never seen it before, or if they have, it's just such something like very unique. I love a collected home, so not just like, you know, some random piece that means nothing to you.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for the unique artwork. I feel like that's what really makes someone's house a home and makes it theirs. So yeah, just unique pieces.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's very good at finding conversation pieces.
That's a goal.
Like the little opera glasses that you just found the other day. Yeah. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah. I like to dig and I like little things. My rule for myself on the opposite end of Lauren is if I can't carry it by myself, I can't have it.
And then a question for each of you and whoever can go first. What is one, I guess, trend going on in like the home decor industry that you're really into at the moment? And
Lauren will start.
Or whoever wants to start.
Well, furniture-wise, I feel like it's kind of the opposite of what I do. I feel like sanding back a piece and restaining it is all the rage now. People want just wood, which I will dabble in a little bit, but I'm not very good at sanding and staining. I don't have the patience for it. But anyway, that's the new trend. People like burl wood, bleached wood.
Pine.
Pine. Oh, pine is huge right now. Okay. Yeah, so...
You're dabbling.
I'm trying.
Yes.
I'm the best, guys. Yeah.
Okay. Rachel, how about you?
I would say I really love that people are getting a little bit more bold in their kitchen. I feel like the past, I don't know, decade or so at this point, it's been white everything.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing people are going dark and they're going moody.
Especially even before that, it was like this table color for all the cabinets.
Yep,
like,
absolutely. I love it. I just love, I feel like that's a place that you can have a little bit more fun. I actually just saw Shannon from Pepline posted her kitchen. Hers is like this beautiful turquoise color.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah,
like,
blue cabinets are it's super nice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. So, I'm assuming, is this your guys' first brick-and-mortar business that you've opened up? So, I guess, what's something that surprised you when you were in the process of opening up the business that maybe you didn't expect? Or was there any surprise that happened along the way?
I feel like we went in, I mean, we were still very positive. We're always brainstorming. But you go in thinking you have the best stuff on the planet. Your store's going to be packed every day. And... that's not the case, guys. There's quiet days. And it was kind of a learning curve this year with how weather would affect business. And the winter was, I mean, I think it was for everybody this winter. It was quiet for January. February was freakishly mild, so it was great then. But yeah, that gave us time to kind of game plan, rethink things for next year and going into the spring. And that's probably been the really only, like, bump or... What else do you think? What else surprised you?
People dropping things off at our door.
People dropping things
like
off
we
at
received
door.
A mysterious, well, we figured it out, but we received a mysterious coffee table at our back door. And I guess people just want to give us their things. But that the biggest surprise is people thinking that we're a consignment shop.
Yes.
So a dropping off boxes of decor and whatever else. But I think we then surprise our customers and say that it's just us. We just, we curate everything. We hustle everything in. People are like, what do you mean? This is, this, there's no help. This isn't a consignment store, but it's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Shoppers.
Yeah.
So what's like the strangest thing that someone has dropped off back there?
I think the coffee table.
Just the coffee table?
Right?
Yeah. So my my 17-year-old, she's a junior at East. She works on Sundays for us just to give us one weekend day off.
Yeah.
And she goes, just letting you know that there's a coffee table back here. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, actually, I texted you and I said, oh, I love this coffee table you brought in. And she said, I thought you brought it in.
You brought in. Okay, yeah. And then I asked her and I said, what's going on? And she didn't even tell me. I'm like, you have to communicate.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If someone comes to drop something.
We were looking on our cameras. We found Mystery Man, but just we figured it out.
Table.
Right? Yeah, we ended up figuring it out.
Did they ever like come back and get the table, or do you guys?
No, they let us have it.
It was gifted.
It's in the shop.
Yeah,
cool. In our window if you want to check it out.
Yeah,
it's beautiful burl wood.
Yeah,
awesome. Trend. It's on trend.
It's on trend for sure. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Uh huh.
Very cool. And why St. Charles for the location of the shop?
Well, I having only lived here for 3 years, I'm obsessed with this town. I love this city, but we had our booth spaces at Trend, and we feel like we kind of established business, and we had regulars from, you know, the Tri-Cities that would come into Trend and shop us, so we're like, it's kind of a no-brainer. Yeah, and we loved the building.
Yeah, the building makes a big impact. They did. We've got all vintage, so having an old building really helps the look of everything,
the ambiance.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really, really does. And the family that that owns the building did a beautiful job renovating everything too. So, it was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been really cool to see having people come in that knew us from Trend and having regulars. Mm-hmm. It's been really special to form relationships with them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the location's great. You're right on Parade Route for parades.
Yeah. Oh,
which my family loves. The kids just want to sit in the window. Like, we raffled off front row seats for the window during the Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. Or the holiday
light parade.
Or electric Christmas
parade. Yeah. So we raffled off tickets. We gave them a little charcuterie board, and we got some high-top tables so they can watch the parade from inside and not freeze their butts off outside. But my kids were so mad because they were like,
that's our spot.
That's our spot. You told me I could sit out there. And I'm like, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. They survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And, you know, for somebody else who is maybe thinking about opening up a store in St. Charles, what is one piece of advice that each of you have for somebody looking to start a business here?
I think we kind of agree on this with just community over competition.
Mm, absolutely.
Befriend all of the other shop owners. Yeah. Build your own little networking group and your own little community, and bounce ideas off of each other. Collaborate as much as you can, because some of these, I feel like most of them are the ladies down here, right? All of the ladies gather together, and they've had some more experience than us. Mm-hmm. They've been shop owners longer. They've been established downtown.
Yeah.
And like over at Magnolia, she's great.
Yeah.
She's very involved with the community. She knows what's going on, and, you know.
We got to collab with her today. That's our next step.
Oh, yeah.
On our day.
We're making soap with them.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So is it going to be Burl Woods?
That would be a good name for it. But she got us a custom-made logo stamp.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be official bar soap for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Just something
awesome.
Branded.
Super
and,
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome.
We're excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to get our hands dirty and do it with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Make sure you guys take some pictures, post
that. Yeah, we will.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So, cool. Well, that'll bring us to our last question here for our first segment here. So it's our silly question. So our silly question for you guys is, do you have any vintage or any other decor that is your one that got away piece? Something that you saw and you're like, I should have bought that. But you walked away and at the time you just, you know, didn't buy it.
Yeah,
so
I
anything
love that
like
question.
That.
I have one in mind. Do you have anything in mind?
I have a few things in mind.
The one that sticks out to me, and I think about it all the time, truly, is there was, it's called Bistro Shelving.
Okay.
And it's like two glass, or more than two, I guess.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here, let me start over, because I feel like I'm not explaining this well.
No worries.
Mine would be, it's called Bistro Shelving.
Yeah.
It's typically glass shelves, probably a thing that was used for display in a bakery at one point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe some fancy pastries at a French little cafe, mm-hmm. but it had brass stand, two glass shelves, a marble base, and it was just gorgeous, and I thought it would make a really pretty display in our shop, or maybe my house, you never know, but it got away from me, and I still think about it, because it was a rare one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to think, guys. there was a marble bistro table that I saw. Well, this is in New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm originally from there. So I go, whenever I go back, I go to this one place called The Barn to source, and it was the best. The Barn.
Yeah.
And it was like perfectly aged marble top. Again, very Parisian looking.
Yeah, was it like a like a four seater table or like a?
It was a round, probably just a two top, a two person table, and then this one glass display case that I saw at a shop in. I don't remember. Was it in
here or there?
No, here, down in LaGrange.
Okay.
LaGrange has some good antiques.
Yeah, where I found my juju hat.
Juju.
Sorry.
You don't mind me asking, what's a juju?
I'm just going to nerd out right now.
It is a Nick's face. He's like, you guys are weird.
No. Yeah. We like weird stuff. Yeah. Buy the weird stuff.
Buy the weird stuff. Yeah, seriously. No, a juju hat is a big feather like headdress that African tribes would wear. Mm-hmm. And now people are buying them to put as wall decor.
Huh.
So okay. I have it because I have a bird room. I have an obsession with like Audubon vintage bird prints and stuff. So that's my living room.
Your intercoastal girl.
Yeah. I'm from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
The classy version.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that'll wrap up our first part here. So we're going to go into part two where we'll talk more about the House of Charlemagne. We'll be right back after these messages. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Break Between the Podcast. It's Nate, and I hope you are enjoying our episode so far and getting to learn about the House of Charlemagne, especially with their one-year anniversary here coming up. We can't believe how fast the time has flown since they've been here, but can't wait to see how they continue to grow here. So for the Break Between the Podcast, we have some brief announcements if you'd be able to stick around and listen to them. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So the first event that we want to talk about is the St. Charles Spring Shop Crawl, which will be this Saturday and Sunday, April 13th and 14th. We have 16 shops participating, which includes the House of Charlemagne, so make sure to come check all of those out. They'll be offering different deals, specials, and events going on at their stores. We even talk about some of them going on at the House of Charlemagne later on in the episode, so make sure to check that out. But you can also visit our website to check out information on that, on what each shop is offering during the weekend. So our website to visit is www.stcalliance.org/stcshopcrawl. While you're on our website, make sure to check out information on the grand prize giveaway going on that weekend. At the end of the crawl, one shopper will be chosen to receive a grand prize giveaway filled with products from the participating businesses, and the giveaway is valued at over $900. So don't miss out on your opportunity to be entered in for this giveaway. It's really easy to enter, really, really easy. So all you have to do is when you go to each shop, there will be a QR code available there. All you have to do is scan that QR code, fill out a brief online form, and submit a picture of the receipt with a visible date, and then you're all set and entered to have an entry in the grand prize giveaway. The more shops you make a purchase at, the more chances you have to win. So go on, go shop, go have fun, and make sure you support our local businesses during the shop crawl. Another event going on this weekend is the After Image Film Festival, which will take place the April 13th through the 14th at the Charlestown Theater. Come see a variety of unique and amazing films over at the theater and make a day at the movies. Some of the films will also have the directors or actors available for some Q&A sessions, so it's a chance to get a really in-depth look at each piece, so make sure to come out for that. More information is available at afterimagefilmfestival.com. With so much going on here in St. Charles, you don't want to miss out on any of these amazing events. So make sure to, one, subscribe to our What's Up St. Charles newsletter, as it's one of the best ways to stay informed about all the things going on. And two, if you haven't yet, make sure to download our Travel St. Charles app, which is available on Apple and Android stores. It has information on events, our businesses, and so much more. So go check both of those out when you get a chance. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. We'll get right back into the action to find out what's up, St. Charles. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. We're going to start with part two as we're going to talk more about the House of Charlemagne. So let's start with the basics, guys. Where are you located and what are your hours?
We are right on Main Street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We are across the street from Whiskey Bend and right by Rocket Fizz. So typically we see a lot of moms coming in that stop at Rocket Fizz and then bribe their kids with some candy so they can do a little shopping.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to Rocket Fizz.
Yeah. We are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays to reset the shop. Mm-hmm. Wednesday and Thursday, we are 11 to 5.
Okay.
And then Friday, Saturday, 11 to 6. Sunday, 12 to 5.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about what's available at the House of Starlight Main. What's some vintage furniture, things that people can buy there?
So you mentioned furniture. That's always a big seller. But I think our number one seller is art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So whether it's vintage, you know, oil paintings or acrylic or just reproduction prints that we have, that's the big seller.
Originals by Lauren G.
I try with some abstract. I get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Do them on my kitchen island.
Yeah.
Real professional.
We do love to help people with gallery walls, though. So if you want to come in, you show us a picture of your space, we'll lay it all out on the floor. And
yeah, that was my next question for you guys, too, is you also offer some home styling services as well. Can you talk about that a little bit and what that kind of encompasses?
Yeah. That's this chick right here.
If you want me to help you with your bookshelves, because I guess that's another thing that's on trend is all these built-ins people are adding to their homes. Love to stage a bar cart, bookshelves, gallery wall, general layout of a room. I can either do it on the computer. I do have a graphic design background. So if you want me to do a digital mock-up, I can do that. Or I can come hang out with you at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Again, more Rachel, not me.
So what sets House Charlemagne apart from, you know, other, you know, home decor stores? What makes you guys unique?
We named it House of because our intention was not just for shopping, but for people to come for events and hang out and feel like it's a place that is home away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comfortable. And not pretentious and very approachable as far as...
Affordable.
Affordable as far as design goes. We're just trying to have fun and make friends with all of our regulars and build our own little community. We get a lot of people that come in often.
Yeah.
We're on first name basis now, guys. It's good.
I guess how often we switch things out too. I mean, we're constantly moving things and being affordable, we move things more regularly. So there's always something new to see and we get very antsy with moving things around. So I feel like once a quarter, the whole store flips.
I'm sure you guys add like seasonal decor and stuff in there as well. So
we try to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Totally.
And I want to say thank you guys, you know, for participating in the upcoming spring shop crawl. We really, really appreciate it. Got to ask, what's the draw for, you know, shops? Like, what makes you guys want to participate in?
As a shopper or as the...
No, as a business owner.
I think that, again, there's a lot of other established businesses in the downtown district or just throughout St. Charles who are participating in the crawl. And so they have their own set of regulars. So if we can get word out and kind of have people branch out and discover more shops within town, I think that's super beneficial. Mm-hmm. And to not participate, it's kind of a no-brainer. You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to your point earlier, you know, community over competition, you know, stronger shopping community between all the different shops makes, you know, everybody stronger. So
right, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I understand it's also going to be your 1 year anniversary.
Double whammy that
weekend. So, yeah, both last year for the grand opening and then this year too. April's it's a great busy month.
And it's looking like we're going to have nice weather, so fingers crossed it stays that way. But we've got a lot of fun things going on Saturday to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are some of the things that you have going on for not only the shop crawl, but anniversary?
Perfect. We got some bags for you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We brought two for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
So the first 100-something.
Am I stuck on my chair here?
That's okay. roll out.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
First, about 100 customers will...
This is awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Hold it up for the camera here.
So I feel like that's... kind of become like our slogan, I guess. I mean,
love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shop small, local, pre-loved, House of Charlemagne. I love it.
Thank you.
So customers will receive those. Any shopper that makes a purchase will be entered into a giveaway to win a $25 gift card. We'll be giving away four of those.
Yeah.
Um,
What else do we have going on? We got some people coming to hang out with us for the day.
Oh, we have some pop-ups.
Okay.
So we have button-up accessories. Our friend Kristen, she is going to do like a custom charm necklaces if you choose to, you know, to do that with her.
Yeah.
And then we also have Ladybird Blooms. She's bringing her big flower cart. So you can do pick out flowers for your own bouquet. Mm-hmm. And then we have our friend Katie Bailey, who's in town. She has the prop bar. So she'll have her houseplants and other handmade goods.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be a busy day.
Yeah.
We're excited, though.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sounds like a lot going on, a lot of cool stuff to check out for sure. Yeah. So, you know, so much going on. What are the best ways for people to learn more about you guys or stay in tune with you know, the one-year anniversary and so on and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Instagram.
We are on stories every day.
Every day, yeah. Showing our face.
Mm-hmm.
Showing what we have to offer in the shop.
Totally.
I'm pretty good about updating our website. I would say if we have events or things on there, I'll add it. But Instagram's our number one.
Okay. And then, you know, for people that want to check out your website, what's your guys' website link?
It's just houseofcharlemagne.com. It's easy.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A domain that was available.
Surprisingly, because Charlemagne's just such a...
Yeah. It's popular in the area.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, awesome, guys. Well, that'll bring us to the end of our podcast here. Thank you guys again so much for coming in today. One last question for you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the St. Charles community before we wrap up here? Or anything else you want to share about the House of Charlemagne?
Thank you for being so great. I'm a St. Chuck lover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good. Everyone's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the one thing I'd want to add is we have a patio space in the back. I don't know if people know that.
Okay.
It's not huge, but we do a good job outfitting it. We've got a big harvest table out there. Mm-hmm. We just want the community to know that they're always welcome to rent it if they have a book club or a networking event. They can have private shopping after hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun thing if maybe you've got someone that's celebrating a birthday, you want to do something extra before dinner, keep us in mind. We would love to host you.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. And how should they reach out to you guys if they are interested in doing that?
Instagram, Facebook, through our website, we have a form.
Website too, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Email us.
Call us.
Yeah.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
I love
Good Kim Possible. Good Kim Possible reference. I love it.
That's our generation, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So awesome.
80s, 90s kits, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you guys again so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys and learning more about House of Charlemagne and all the amazing things that you got going on there. We're excited for the shop crawl. And,
yes.
And especially your one-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time certainly has flown since you guys have opened up here, but we're so excited for, you know, celebrating 1 year, but then also seeing how you guys continue to grow in the future. So
yeah, we appreciate you having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah. So that'll bring us to the end of our podcast. Thank you all again for listening. We'll have more episodes coming down the line. So until then, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time.